let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us coast to coast This Week in America. Family trip to magical Madagascar and beyond by Nikki Geigert. The story of a family's adventure to Madagascar and then Zimbabwe. They discover that Madagascar is the fourth largest island in the world and hosts a huge array of animals, many species of plants, chameleons, and insects found nowhere else. The experiences of traveling together with family to see new places and new things is great fun and can add lifelong memories and bonding experiences for each individual family member. As a landscape, travel, adventure, fine art, and nature photographer, Nikki's beautiful photos that capture wildlife in their natural habitats are what set her apart from all the others. She has photographed on all seven continents. Her work has been featured in gallery shows, photos, travel guides, coffee table books. Her goal has been to capture wildlife in their natural habitats and tell their stories. She likes to get up close and personal to capture the candid moments of life. She hopes to keep traveling the world, writing articles and books to share with others. Nikki Geigert, author of Family Trip to Magical Madagascar and Beyond, joins us on This Week in America. Nikki, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So much to talk about, and this book is so well done. Let's start at the beginning on this. How did you become a photographer for animals? You do such a nice job in capturing them. Again, you can't pose them. You have to pretty much capture them in their elements, and you do such a nice job of that. We only get to see them, but we get to see the environments that they live in. Talk about how that came about for you.
Well, I picked up my first camera when I was about 10 years old. It was in a box of hand-me-down clothes. And my first subjects were my dog and my horse. So then I just fell in love with the art of capturing different moments in time and then looking back to see, oh, yeah, you know, and just reviewing everything in my memory. So then when I became an adult, I began to see photos as a way of preserving endangered species, and also the challenge is making people aware of what the issues are with these animals. And in actuality, the lemurs are the most endangered species on the planet. And that's because, and they're critically endangered. And that's because one of the main reasons is because the people have a slash and burn policy. And then the Chinese have come in and they have just taken over. It's just so sad to see how they have just taken over and just destroyed all of these little, the habitats of all these amazing animals, and putting in huge rice paddies and sugar cane and all kinds of things to sell to the rest of Africa, and then of course some things to take back to China. So it's just so difficult to come back excuse me, each time and just see how they're raping the land. It's horrible.
Well, as we're talking on the video version of the program, you'll see some pictures that Nikki took of some of the animals that she saw in Madagascar. We'll have those throughout the program so you have some idea what she's talking about. And in taking pictures, I mentioned you can't make them pose. That presents probably a challenge because you have to capture them. And I'm sure there are those moments when you actually get something that's sort of what a minor victory, a yes moment when you find
yes moments.
Oh, yes. Yes. What's that like when it's like, wow, I just really got lucky and now I can share this and enlighten so many other people?
I think it's kind of a euphoria because especially the most difficult animal to photograph was actually the fusa. And that's actually in the mongoose family. It's the biggest predator on the island of Madagascar. And so he was just doing his business and trying to, actually it was mating season. So yeah, I was just trying to capture a look at his little face. And so he was just all over the place. And so he finally stopped for a moment and looked at me, and I grabbed it.
It's an amazing story. I just love what you're able to do. And again, bring it back to us so we can enjoy that. And speaking of the animals, and again, we've got several of Nikki's pictures we're showing throughout. I know there was one that you wanted to particularly mention that was a special story. Was that the one that you just mentioned?
No. The one that I really, really was a surprise. There's a thing that I say is that the forests of Madagascar are just full of surprises. So we had just finished a walk, and we were at the edge of the forest. And I don't know if you have a picture. Are you showing a picture of that?
We'll put that
guy
up on the screen. Yes. Love the look on the faces you're taking that there. And what exactly is that? What animal is that?
That's a striped tenrec. And we were just at the edge of the forest, and it was quite a walk. So all of a sudden we saw this little thing. He's no bigger than, you know, a little handful. And so he was zipping along, and he'd stop and he'd use his little snout to push up a few things here and there. And we all looked at him, and he just looked like this little yellow and black striped bad hair day thing. And so we just watched him. We didn't move. And I had my camera pretty much all put away. But I was able to grab one shot, and so he's coming closer to us. And all of a sudden, he just comes right toward me, and they can't see very well. They're almost blind as bats, but they use their little noses and ears, and so we were quiet. He ran right into my foot and bounced off.
And so captured this, so we get to be, this is just a great picture. It's one of so many in the book, and we're showing some of those throughout the program. If you just joined us, our guest is Nikki Geigert. The book is Family Trip to Magical Madagascar and Beyond. Give you a couple of websites for Nikki here in a minute so you can take that down. The book's available, of course, wherever books are sold. And there's an interesting story how this trip all came about. Talk about how you chose Madagascar as a family destination trip.
Well, we had told our granddaughter that if she did very well in school, that she could choose wherever in the world she wanted to go as a graduation gift. And she had no clue. And I said, well, how about Madagascar, because I knew as a child the movie Madagascar was the end thing. And she said, is that a real place? And I said, yes, of course it is. And she said, okay, I want to go there. So that's, she just thought originally it was just a Disney movie. I said, however, all the animals that you saw on Disney are not in Madagascar. There's no lions and, you know, no hippos, no anything else. Just different little animals.
You know, that's an area that we hear a lot. And again, the movie reference it and other references as well. What's it like, though? We hear about it, but we really don't know. Like your granddaughter, it's like, okay, I think I know, but maybe I don't know. What is Madagascar like?
The plants, the animals, anything and everything that you see in Madagascar is 80% indigenous to the island. That means that you will see it nowhere else in the world. They have over 1,000 different varieties of orchids, and some of them are itty bitty teeny tiny, and some of them are just huge. They have lemurs and fooses, eye-eyes. Eye-eye is a type of lemur that's just looks like a cartoon character and just very, very strange. And Fodies, which are, it's a different kind of a bird. And then they have the amazing baobab trees. And out of the 9 different varieties, 6 are indigenous only to Madagascar. And just so many things like that. There's over 25,000 different species of flora and fauna in Madagascar, and you will find it nowhere else in the world.
It has to be a photographer's delight. I mean, a delight for everybody, but from a photography standpoint, to be there and to see, you'd almost wouldn't be able to shoot everything while you're there. Talk about the flora for a second. Describe that. What makes that different so striking?
They have palm trees, for example. I mean, everybody has seen a palm tree, but you've never seen a palm tree like their palm trees. The leaf patterns and everything are just unique and different. Of course, my favorite is the baobab trees, and they have a place in Morondava called Baobab Alley, and people just drive through all the time on their little carts, and they walk through. I mean, that's just the road from village to village. So,
What were the people like there?
the people are very friendly. They're sometimes they don't like to be photographed because they have ancient belief patterns.
Oh,
They're
yes.
not a they haven't seen a whole lot of white people. And in fact, we were at one place where they were having a funeral. It was up in the mountains. It was in Isola. And my granddaughter is, she has bright, bright blue eyes and very, very, very blonde, natural blonde hair. And the people would walk by our car, where they're walking by our car, and we had smiles on our faces to be friendly and everything. And their eyes were just big as saucers, and they're going, "Ghost, ghost." They thought she was a ghost.
Yes, that's the Nikki Geigert is our guest on the program. That's Nikki Geigert. The book is Family Trip to Magical Madagascar and Beyond. The book's available at Nikki's website, the usual places, and I'll give you her websites here in a second. The title is Magical Madagascar and Beyond. Talk about the beyond. Where was beyond for you? And the book is available at, as I say, Nikki's website at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on. So the beyond, where is beyond?
The beyond was Zimbabwe. And that's another different country. Our daughter is a doctor in Zimbabwe, and she's married to a dairy farmer. So we flew from Madagascar to Zimbabwe, and she took us to this on a special trip to this place called Wild as Life. And this is a place where they the family that runs the place, people bring orphaned animals to her. So the special delight was a little baby elephant that was 6 months old and didn't weigh any more than 60 pounds. And a normal baby elephant weighs 60 pounds when it's born. And so we got to interact and play with it, and that was a real special treat. And of course, they had all kinds of other interesting animals. They had a pig, a warthog, basically,
Yes.
and just different things that we saw. And then we went to Mana Pools. We flew to Mana Pools and camped along the Mana River, and that was really fun. Our granddaughter actually had never been on a any place in Africa like that. And so we hiked to see some wild dogs and things like that.
Most of us have not had the privilege of seeing that part of the world. And with your books, you bring it home. The book is Family Trip to Magical Madagascar and Beyond. Our guest is the author, Nikki Geigert. Again, I'll give you the information. The book's available wherever books are sold. Let me do that now, then we'll do that as we wrap up. Her websites are NikkiGeigert.com. That's NikkiGeigert.com. And NikkiGeigertBooks.com. We'll end up the interview giving you those again. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information and log on directly. So as you're on this trip, what was the inspiration for putting this book together, this sort of photographical tour of Madagascar? What was the motivation for actually doing a book, not just sharing family memories with family members and friends, but doing the book?
I wanted to create a memory for our granddaughter, and the book was, I write journals everywhere I go. And so, I relied upon my, images that I took and upon my notes from my journals and, put the book together that way so that she would have, a collection of memories, you know, for her own self.
Yes.
And then I shared, you know, the book with other people too.
And I'm sure the response was, you have to publish this and get this out there so other people can enjoy that. Nikki Geigert, our guest on the program, time going by so rapidly. You mentioned, we've talked about the beauty, and you've captured that there. And you, at the beginning, you talked about regrets what you see happening in that part of the world. What concerns you most about what's happening in Madagascar?
I think that because this is such a unique place in the world, on the planet, and people have no clue. They take it for granted, and it the people are very, very poor. And in fact, many people who have had homes for centuries sold their land and their home to the Chinese and lost everything in the process. You know, because it's just one person can't do much about anything, but a whole group of people, if they're made aware. And I know that some of the zoos who've never, ever had lemurs in them, there are certain lemurs that cannot live in a zoo environment, but others that can. And those zoos, such as the San Diego Zoo, are presenting these animals and making people more aware of how endangered, critically endangered they are.
I like the trips that you take. It's not real creative to go to Disney, but a lot of families end up going to Disney. You went to Madagascar and Zimbabwe. Have you traveled to other places with your family?
Actually, all over the world. When our kids were young, we spent time traveling all through the United States. And so they checked off pretty much every state in the union. And then when our daughter graduated from high school, we took her to Europe. And so we saw many, many, many countries in Europe. So and now, as I said, our daughter lives in Zimbabwe. So our first trip to Africa, she said, I'm going to move here one day. And she did.
With us on the program is Nikki Geigert. The book is Family Trip to Magical Madagascar and Beyond. The book on our website. Then I'll give you all that information again here in a few seconds. I know you've been busy on a second book. Tell me about that project.
Who's yawning now? And I started about 25 years ago, just happenstance taking photos of different animals yawning. And then I thought, you know, I want to write a book, you know, with just animal yawns. And so originally it was supposed to be Animal Yawns A to Z. Well, I couldn't find a cue and I couldn't find a ewe. So I decided, okay, I'll just pick some of the animals that I have. And so I began to photograph intentionally of capturing animals yawning.
Now, when will that book be available?
That's supposed to be out by the end of June.
Oh, coming up real quickly here. So hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Nikki does such an excellent job capturing wildlife in the natural habitats. Been able to photograph on all seven continents. You'll see why her work has been featured in gallery shows, travel guides, coffee table books, and you'll see firsthand and feel like you're traveling with her as you read the book Family Trip to Magical Madagascar and Beyond. Now, again, Nikki Geigert, that's N-I-C-K-I, Geigert, G-E-I-G-E-R-T. Her website's NikkiGeigert.com and NikkiGeigertBooks.com. Enjoyable visits to those websites. You get information on the book, but you'll see other pictures, and it's worth a few minutes of your time to go and enjoy what Nikki has been able to capture with her camera for all of us to enjoy. Nikki, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of this book. Look forward to talking about Who's Yawning Now. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure. Nikki Geigert, the book Family Trip to Magical Madagascar and Beyond. You'll find all the information on Nikki's website and link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.